go back to a man's world. Before we get into this week's episode, ignore how I sound in this episode. I had really bad allergies. I went home for break and it was like 70 degrees. And I came back up here to school and it's like 20 degrees. And my allergies are just so screwed right now. So ignore how I sound. I have no voice in this episode because my allergies are so bad. But next week will be the introduction. Really ignore how I sound in this episode. I swear my voice should be back by next episode. It's just my allergies are so bad. Guys, I just can't even explain it to you. Welcome back to A Man's World. I'm bringing to you guys an Oswego episode featuring AJ. He makes music. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload. Welcome back to A Man's World. I'm bringing to you guys another Oswego episode featuring AJ. Hi, welcome.
Hi, I'm AJ.
So introduce yourself to everybody what you do.
All right, yeah. My name is AJ Halsey. I'm a singer-songwriter and producer. I do all my own stuff.
That's sick. Did you bring all your equipment up here to school?
I did. I brought most of it, at least.
Okay, you guys know I run my podcast. My mom fought me on it. I left most of my stuff at home.
Really?
Because I'm 6 hours compared to, like, how you are.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 2.5.
No, so. I'm 6. So I didn't really want to take it back and forth on a train.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes sense. Now, how did you start music?
I started writing music, I want to say, 2 to 2.5 years ago now.
That's sick.
And about a year ago? No, about a year and a half ago. I started, like, actually recording stuff on my laptop, and a year ago from, I think, Friday was when I released my first album.
That's sick. I give you credit there, because we have a SoundCloud rapper in my high school who talked about an album being released, never released it.
Really?
Never released. Till this day, he still talks about it, and he's never released it.
That's funny. That's
yeah. Awesome. Cause
I talked about releasing it. Like, I was said, like, in November I was going to release it, and then it didn't get posted until March, so.
Yeah, well, he said it on my podcast, like, 3 years ago that he was going to release his album a week from the when the podcast was uploaded. It never came out.
Yeah.
So, I give you credit there.
Yeah.
So, what is it like making, like, music and all that?
What's it like? It's an interesting hobby, because there are some days I'm very, productive and, like, committed to doing stuff, and, like, I get in the groove, and I don't want to stop, and there's other days I'll sit down, and I'll try to write something, and I'll look at my laptop for 20 minutes, and then give up.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if I don't feel like recording, I will cancel on people. I had this one girl who I canceled on, because she was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And, like, I told her I didn't want to record with her. She blocked me on everything.
Damn.
But also, mind you, when I first was supposed to record with her, I was just moving up here, mm-hmm. and I just didn't want to do anything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But also, it's really funny when I do these type of interviews, it's either people show up or don't show up. So you're playing, like, the late in game.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun.
That's it.
It's so much fun. But now I feel you on that part. Like, I'm like, am I going to do it today? Am I not?
Yeah.
Like, some days I'll forget to upload, and then I'll do it at 11 at night.
Yeah. I also have a little series I've been running on, like, my TikTok and Instagram, where I have this book of 1,001 albums that you must hear before you die. So I'll listen to the album, and then I'll review it and post it. I try to do it daily, and I usually miss, like, a week, and then post once or twice, and then miss another week.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Guys, I guess I can say it. I started using TikTok now for my platform. Yeah. I'm getting, like, hundreds of views, thousands of views per a post.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, because I have all these girls commenting, like, oh, it's crazy, because everybody told me to use TikTok, and now I do.
Yeah.
And TikTok's so amazing. Like,
it's an insane platform to be found on, honestly.
It is. I got recognized. Who did I get recognized by? I got recognized by Brianna from Barstool Sports on TikTok. She had saw in one of my videos and DM'd me.
Yeah, it's the amount of small artists I found on TikTok.
That's where I met most of my friends. It's crazy. So now, how are you looking, Oswego?
I do like it. I'm not loving the snow that's outside right now. But,
is it snowing again?
I think so. Maybe it's just really windy.
Guys, it's the first day of spring and it's snowing.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But I like the campus. I like the community here.
Yeah. Do you know where you're living next year?
Yeah, I got a suite with some of my friends up in Onondaga. Yeah.
I'm doing a medical single.
Okay.
I have a roommate. I'm so excited. I cannot wait because everything you see here is going into storage and going back up to my new room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm moving 2 floors up to where I'm already at. Okay. And I'll have the same view right now that I have because I don't want to give up my view. So I'm really excited to have a single. It's so nice.
Absolutely.
My room's kind of a mess, guys, right now. We'll just be real. But it has to be cleaned. I hold it off till it gets really, really bad.
Yeah.
And then I do it. Usually my friend will come in here and help me because she has to motivate me to do it.
Yeah. No, my roommate is, like, such a clean freak, kind of. It, like, in a respectful way, obviously. But to the point where, like, if my side is messy, I feel bad for him, so I just had clean it immediately.
Yeah, well, I used to be like that when I had a roommate, and then, like, she moved out, and I was like, okay. And when she first moved out, I thought I was moving, too.
Yeah.
And I didn't end up moving. So I just stayed here, and I had all my things in boxes, and my hall director came into my room inspections right before break, and she goes, your room was kind of messy. I go, I thought I was moving. All my stuff was in boxes, and it's still not unpacked.
Yeah.
I still have this huge box over here that has all my stuff in it. So what's your favorite class you're taking?
My favorite class? I'm in an intro to music technology class right now that I absolutely love.
I love public speaking. It's such a slay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Such a slay.
Yeah. I mean, like, every week we have to report a project and then submit. It's just, it's motivating to do what I want to do. And it's fun because I love to do it, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My favorite class is public speaking. Shout out to Maggie. Love her class. This is my second year, my second semester having her again.
Okay.
I actually have to retake her class next semester. So, I'm retaking broadcasting again.
Okay.
So, Maggie's such a slay. Her class is fun. I just wrote my new speech. I have a C minus in the class.
Damn.
That's all I need is a C to pass. Okay. It's a C. Anything below a C is failing.
Yeah.
So I have a C in all my classes right now.
Damn.
Which I don't care. I'm passing.
Yeah. That's insane. I grew up in a household where, like, anything below a 90 was failing.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like cracking down on everything.
Oh, my mom's the opposite. My mom told me before I went back up here, C or above is fine as long as you pass.
Yeah.
I was like, I got you, Laura. So, yeah, she's not really that strict about it anymore. Yeah. Not like she is with my brother.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was in honors all throughout high school and stuff, so.
Yeah, and it's definitely different in high school than it is.
It is. Everybody told me it's going to be different, and I just didn't realize how much more freedom I have up here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. Insane. It's insane. I didn't realize, like, I'm always getting packages here. I do a lot of online shopping, we'll just be real.
Mm-hmm.
They actually lost one of my packages.
Damn.
It wasn't even, I didn't order this. This is being sent to me, and I don't know where it is, and they're saying the mailroom has it, and I think it's food.
Okay.
So I'm waiting for my missing package right now.
Yeah.
But no, it's nice. Doc is gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. It's me and five other guys who I absolutely love.
That's nice. Amazing. Who are you living with?
So I got my friend Aiden, my friend Everett, Owen, Thomas, and Jack. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm doing a single, guys. Not because, like, originally I was gonna do Daga, and then I was why just do dog when I can have a room to myself again?
Absolutely.
And I can do it with a medical single. True. So now, who's been your favorite, like, artist that you've met?
My favorite artist that
I've met? Yeah, or, like, somebody from TikTok that you met?
I haven't actually met anyone from TikTok. I'm very new to it still.
Okay.
There's just a lot of people that I, like, find on there and start listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fall in love with their music. A couple of examples of that, like, this rapper, Akintoye, absolutely amazing. This other rapper, his name is Charlie Curtis Beard. He's also amazing.
I didn't mean to call.
No worries.
Guys, just a disclaimer, I'm sick. I have a sinus infection.
Yeah.
I'm not contagious, though.
Yeah. More of an indie artist that I listen to. His name is Miko. I also found him on TikTok. He's also so fun. He's a fairly big inspiration for me right now.
Uh-huh.
So I love his music.
From TikTok, I met so many people. I'm meeting Fiona Jordan, who I love. She's like a daily vlogger. Yeah. I've met Brianna Chicken Fry. I adore her. Somebody at my door? I just heard knocking. People do this thing, guys, where they just knock at my door and then they walk away.
Yeah.
It's so fucking annoying because I'm on the corner. I swear to God, it's so annoying. I've met so many people that I adore. Probably my favorite has to be Nicole Cooch. Mm-hmm. She does social media for ABC Studios.
Yeah.
And I adore her. I love her. So now I wanted to ask you, you cut your hair because I didn't recognize you.
I did, yeah. I had been growing my hair out for almost a year.
Uh-huh.
And I was supposed to get a haircut over winter break, and then I missed my appointment that I had set, so I forgot about it. And, like, right before spring break, it was just way too bad. Like, it was so long and annoying. So I went and got it cut finally.
Uh-huh.
I got a little too short, so I've been wearing hats a good amount now. But
no, that's funny. I shaved my head and had like a buzz cut for a while, and then I grew out my hair. And I did blonde highlights when I was home, and I touched them up here, and my mother flipped.
Really?
I touched up my hair. I cut my bangs up here myself with Haley, actually. So this is the longest my hair has ever been.
Really?
Yeah, because it was really short. It was like up to like your length.
Okay.
It was like what you used to have. I had.
Yeah.
And my mom made me grow it out for high school, and then I chopped it all off again, and then I grew it out.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. This weather is so annoying.
Yeah, it's so weird this week.
Yeah. Like, what was it like when you were back home?
Back home, it was beautiful out. It was like 60s every day.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what else to say. It was just sunny and beautiful.
Yeah, same when I was home. It was nice. I've been back up here now. It's like snowing. I think we're in a winter storm warning right now, actually. So. 1 second. I will tell you guys because I'm going to check because this is crazy. We're in a winter storm warning with snow the rest of the night. Mm-hmm. Actually, wind the rest of the night.
Yeah, and that's the worst part about us.
We're not getting any more snow afterwards.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully, this is the last time for the semester.
What's the one thing I don't get is the wind up here.
Yeah, it's insane.
I almost got blown away.
Yeah. I think it was yesterday. I was walking to the gym and my hat got blown off my head. It was
My glasses fell off my face.
Yeah.
I should be wearing them right now, actually. But yeah. But anyways, thank you, AJ, for coming on. Link this below. Thanks for watching. Listening to this week's episode of Amanda's World. If you listen to the whole episode, I'm very sorry about my voice, guys. I swear I'll have a voice next episode. Thanks for listening. Make sure to go check out AJ's socials. I'm going to put that below. And I'll see you guys for Saturday's upload.